Okay, 3, 2.
3, 2, hit it!
It's time to double down with Max and Stacy on Sputnik Radio. Coming up on the show, we talk to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. But first, as always, it's time to hear from Stacy with the hottest headlines of the day.
Hey, Max, it's December. The end of the year is here. That means a few things. Not only is it time to start making predictions about 2020, but it's also time to look at who has been naughty and who has been nice. Apparently, the world has been quite naughty. According to Moody's, world debt downgrade warning, WDDW, a world debt downgrade warning has been issued by credit rating agencies Moody's due to deepening global geopolitical uncertainty and risks. That sounds like Giabo to me.
Yeah, Santa got a downgrade. Rudolph's been sold off for spare parts. The whole end of the season, end of the year thing is a nightmare. It's a stark raving crazy. I don't understand how they can downgrade the whole planet, because where do you go once you downgrade the planet? Are they going to set up shop? Get Elon Musk to set something up on a, you know, off planet. I don't, if this is all going to triple fish hooks, as we used to say on Wall Street, triple C debt, this is our only planet. There is no planet B.
That could be why the likes of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are heading to Mars, because they might have a better opportunity there to short us. Moody's has issued a debt downgrade warning to the entire world on fears that severe political turmoil from London to Hong Kong poses a threat to the global economy. Of course, we do see uprisings almost everywhere you look across Latin America now, and many of the countries. They're all in Latin America. They're basically protesting neoliberalism, this sort of basically selling off your utilities and your government services to U.S. corporations. They're resisting that. We see in Lebanon, they're overthrowing their corrupt system. People are sick of corruption.
Yeah, well, you know, fiat money is pollution, right? So, and as the pollution spreads, people have to move to places that are not polluted, right? So if you're in Latin America, if you're in Chile, if you're in Hong Kong, if you're in Occupy Wall Street, if you're part of this global insurrection against banker occupation, you gotta move, because your location's being polluted to death with fiat money, right? So you and the available area left that's not toxic by fiat is increasingly small. I mean, I can think of three countries off the top of my head that have been buying a lot of gold recently, but I'm not sure Americans are willing to go to those countries.
Well, to get more insight into this trend for the global insurrection against banker occupation, to find out what's happening with these protests, to find out what's happening with these downgrades, we're going to go to the man from Kingston, New York, Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Gerald, there's severe political turmoil is happening according to Moody's. You've been predicting this for quite a while. We see protests breaking out all over the world. How does this play out in 2020?
It's going to get much worse. As global economies slow down, the protests are going to heat up. As I say, when people have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And all the money that's been created, the real money, since the Federal Reserve, according to the Levy Institute, pumped in $29 trillion between 2008 to 2010, went to the 1%. And the rest of the world's population is in poverty or struggling to make ends meet. And they're tired of the corruption, the violence, and the ineptitude of the governments running and ruining their lives. So this is just the beginning. And I've been in this business 40 years, and I've never seen anything like this before.
Right. So, you know, Trump was elected in 2016, was part of this global insurrection. And what do you think his prospects are going into 2020, Gerald?
Well, we're forecasting, you know, we forecast in the Trends Journal, our magazine, in May of 2016, when Trump was way behind in the polls, that he would beat Clinton. And we are forecasting now, and again, there are always the wild cards, and there's no wilder card than the Trump card, minus a wild card or a black swan event. It's Trump 2020. And it's based on a very simple premise that the front runners, and we don't think Biden's going to be it, it'll either be Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders at this time, they're not going to be able to win the swing states. The swing state people are not going to vote for either of them. And because of the electoral college process, the same has happened before. Hillary Clinton got more popular votes, but Trump beat her in the swing states. So the swing states are going to swing back to Trump, and it looks like Trump 2020.
In fact, Wisconsin polls show that Trump will beat any of the top four candidates in the Democratic Party there. Of course, that in 2016 was a shock that Trump had won that. It was expected that Hillary would win it. She was so certain she would win it that, in fact, she never even visited Wisconsin. So, you know, in terms of this anger about the top 1% getting these $26 trillion, you say, in bailouts, I was kind of assuming it was $14 trillion, but I guess it's $26 trillion. That makes total sense.
Actually, $29 trillion, according to the Levy Institute at Bard College.
Okay, so $29 trillion. I'm sorry about that. It's $29 trillion. It's not $14 trillion. It's not $26 trillion. It's a full $29 trillion. And by the time this airs in a few seconds, of course, it's going to be even higher. So in terms of this unjust, unfair sort of, you know, free money for the top 1%, Goldman Sachs, in the past week or so, did issue a report essentially saying that there have been zero earnings growth in 2019, and the entirety of the stock market boom and the almost parabolic move at this towards this end of the year again. So they say that's entirely down to the Fed. They actually say it's down to the Fed. So the Fed is giving these people free money. There's a lot of anger from the millennials and Generation Z, the younger generation, and I don't blame them because basically, okay, boomers have messed it all up. How do you expect that to resolve itself? What are they going to demand?
Well, they're going to demand the things that are going to be the campaign issues, you know, healthcare, relief on student loans or free education. But they're not going to get that. And as I say, you know, as I see it, you know, regardless of who gets elected, they're just a leader of the gang, and the gang's not going to change. So the millennials and Generation Z, they're going to get zero. It's only going to continue to go lower as we see it. And, you know, we were talking about the $29 trillion that the Fed pumped in. And now in the repo markets, it's reported that since September, from September to the last report was around the end of November, that they already pumped in $3 trillion. And all this money went to the gamblers, the trading houses on Wall Street. So all it is artificially propping up the equity markets. And when you see the numbers are there. You know, people, 70% of the population in America are struggling just to make ends meet.
Right. You know, I was curious what you think about this political drama going on in the U.S. So you have the opposition party that lost in 2016. They trotted out a couple of hoaxes. They trotted out the Russiagate hoax, then the Ukraine hoax, and it didn't get anywhere. So then they hit the crazy button and are trying to coup, right? They're trying to coup in Washington. And I was wondering, you know, I've never seen that level of political insanity, you know, in my lifetime in America. I've never actually witnessed a coup in America, an attempted coup. And I was wondering if this also fails, Gerald, what are they going to resort to? Are they just going to fold up their tents and put their tail between their legs and run away in shame that they totally wasted 4 years? Or are they going to get even crazier? What do you think?
Well, as I say, they're pathological liars, they're egomaniacs, they're sociopaths and psychopaths. So by their deeds, you know, they don't care. They just fulfill their mental illness. And, you know, they're going to try everything. And you mentioned the Russiagate and wasting the time on that. And by the way, Stacey, that's why Trump won Wisconsin. It was the Russians that made him win there.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I mean, that's how stupid somebody could be by saying something like that. Like, okay, yeah, the Russians influenced the vote in Wisconsin, the other swing states. You know, grow up.
But you're talking about a country that is so infantile that they would pull Russian dressing from the supermarkets because they feel like it's somehow influencing the electorate. Remember during the Iraq War Part II, they pulled French's mustard from the grocery stores because they were protesting France. So this isn't, You know, this is an extraordinarily infantile nation. I mean, Disney Corporation has made billions of dollars selling a childhood to infinity, right? Their whole message, Peter Pan message, is never grow up. We will always give you this bottle of free entertainment through your phone. Will America be faced with that moment where they're going to have to grow up at some point, or are they just going to be big babies for the rest of the whatever time is left for America?
It's just going downhill until there's something, you know, that evolves us to a higher level. And going back to what, you know, you asked about the impeachment process, you know, they're infants. It is infantile stupidity, a waste of time. And anybody that's watching it, listening to it, and following it in any kind of detail are missing the important current events forming future trends that you speak about on your show and we write about in our magazine. How many people really know what's going on in Colombia, in Bolivia, in Chile, in Lebanon, as Stacey was mentioning, in Algeria, in Zimbabwe, in South Africa, in Argentina, in Venezuela? They don't know anything other than the sound bites that are being thrown out there to get them to hate another country. But the details of what's going on, why it's going on, and what's happening, they're totally oblivious to it. And they're losing their vision of the future by tuning into this useless impeachment process.
I love on Fox News when they cover, they have a segment called News Beyond Our Borders, right? It's not international news, because that would imply that America is part of an international community. But because America is exceptional and there is no other country but America, it's News Beyond Our Borders. They're dragons, right? I guess the message to America is, once you leave the border, you know, you're entering into a no man's land. And put on your diapers, because it's going to be a bumpy road, I guess. But anyway, billionaire Michael Bloomberg is apparently...
Can I step in? Actually, I have a very important question here. 2019 saw a very significant event, I believe, which is Mark Carney on U.S. soil at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, at the conference between all the central bankers of the world. And from there, he said that the U.S. dollar is toast, essentially, and that the world needs to get ready for a post-U.S. dollar world. Now, linking in with what Max said, you know, beyond our borders, the dollar does string together the global financial system. In 2020, will you see this sort of thing playing out, that there is an alternative to the U.S. dollar as a settlements layer, and how important will that be?
Well, one of the stories in our Trends Journal that just went out is Rally Against the Dollar. And we talk about what Russia is doing by cutting its holdings, what China is doing, what Iran is doing, and other nations are doing. And there's also warnings coming out from Société Générale about loss of weight of the U.S. dollar and how it's going to continue to decline. This doesn't happen overnight. Go back to when the sun never set on the British Empire. Until after World War I, it started to set real quick, and the pound no longer was the world currency. The dollar took its place. We are seeing that process taking place right now. And I believe that we could bring the dollar down the quickest is when, not if, when they go off the petrodollar, because energy is bought and traded in dollars, as many other commodities. So when they stop trading commodities in dollars, and I mentioned China, and China is the world's largest importer of oil. When they start buying it in rubles and reals and other currencies, you're going to see the decline of the dollar. So I believe that the death of the dollar is in its early stages. And when the dollar is no longer the global currency, the United States is going to go, its economy is going to sink very quickly and go down very fast, low to much lower levels.
Oh, yeah. I just feel like the closing credits from Titanic or something, you know, it'll all be Hollywood. It'll look great, Gerald. You'll love it. The climax of America, the sinking cruise liner, is going to make you feel nostalgic and beautiful, and buy more Disney products. Anyway, that's it for this episode of Double Down with me, Max Keiser, and Stacey Herbert on Sputnik Radio. I'd like to thank our guest, Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Until next week, bye, y'all.